With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Israel's foreign ministry hosted a memorial service for two embassy workers killed in a D.C. shooting last week. Reporter Bernie Bennett has details.
The foreign ministry in Jerusalem on Monday held a memorial ceremony for Yaron Lashinsky and Sarah Milgram, the two victims of last week's shooting attack in Washington, D.C., where they both worked at the Israeli embassy. The ceremony was hosted by Foreign Minister Gideon Sa'ar and was attended by U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem and U.S. Ambassador to Israel Mike Huckabee. At the event, Sa'ar thanked Noem for visiting Israel in the wake of the shooting murder of the two embassy workers, saying that her visit shows solidarity and illustrates the close ties between our peoples. Bernie Bennett reporting.
First Lady Melania Trump shooting down speculation her son Barron applied to Harvard and was rejected. Several leftist columnists have falsely claimed that as the reason President Trump is canceling federal contracts with Harvard, and not because of the vast amounts of DEI and anti-Semitism on the Harvard campus. Tuesday, a spokesperson for the First Lady said Barron did not apply to Harvard, and any assertion otherwise is completely false. Barron Trump just finished his freshman year at New York University. President Trump threatening to withhold federal funding from California over a male athlete posing as a woman.
In a warning to California, the president said the state would lose federal funding if it doesn't adhere to his executive order banning biological males from girls and women's sports. Writing online, he cited a transgender high school track and field athlete in California who has qualified to compete in the state finals this week. The president called it a ridiculous situation that is demeaning to women and girls. He also noted that Governor Gavin Newsom himself has said it's wrong for transgender athletes to compete in girls' sports. Greg Clugston, Washington.
This is SRN News. The European Congress on Evangelism is underway.
It runs through the end of the week in Berlin, and its focus will be on re-evangelizing a part of the world that used to be a bastion of Christianity but no longer is. Only about 1 in 4 Europeans say they believe in the God of the Bible, and the Congress will be an opportunity for delegates from 55 countries and territories to forge strategies to reverse the decline. The Billy Graham Evangelistic Association is hosting the event, and Franklin Graham will be there. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
House Speaker Mike Johnson says he's been praying frequently as he seeks to pass President Trump's agenda on Capitol Hill. Johnson is an evangelical Christian and among the more outwardly religious of House Speakers. He was an unexpected choice to lead Republicans, selected after his GOP colleagues ousted their previous speaker almost 2 years ago. When he emerged as the pick, Republicans gathered around him and prayed. This is SRN News. Stocks moved higher Tuesday.
Wall Street rallied after President Donald Trump delayed a 50% tariff on goods coming from the European Union. The S&P 500 jumped 2% Tuesday. That was its biggest gain in 2 weeks. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 740 points. It's about 1.8%. The NASDAQ Composite rose 2.5%. Stocks more than recovered their losses from Friday. That's when the market fell after Trump announced the tariffs on the EU. NVIDIA helped pull the market higher with a gain of 3.2%. The AI chip company reports its latest results on Wednesday. Treasury yields eased in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
SpaceX says it still has a lot of work to do after the latest Starship test flight. The rocket launched from Starbase, Texas, just after 6:30 p.m., but about 30 minutes in, the uncrewed spacecraft lost control, began to spin. Starship made an uncontrolled reentry. It's thought to have broken up somewhere over the Indian Ocean. More details at srnnews.com.